In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Welcome to the studio, Steve Newell.
G'day there.
Hello here, there.
This week I've become a statistician.
Mint. Actually, that's probably quite a grim profession, really.
I reckon it probably is. Yeah. How your
all the bad stats.
How your Excel formulae? You good with an Excel formula?
Spreadsheets.
I think you can cream it if you work in the insurance industry because you're such
awesome.
A valuable tool for them being able to figure out the odds of stuff. But I think probably not the most riveting.
Well, maybe what we're going to talk about today is my gateway project to a life of charts.
Mm-hmm.
With any luck. It's been a few years, but we're doing another, at Flix, we're doing another cinema census, which is a survey of people's movie watching habits. And some of it's stuff that, like a few years ago, was real scary, like, ooh, piracy. Ooh.
Could you steal a car?
I was like, next. Yes, I don't feel bad. I don't care.
So I've been tracking some of this behavior. Every few years, we do another one of these surveys and see how things change over time. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, we all think that we know what people do, but do you ever really know what people do?
People are doing all sorts of stuff. There's so many ways that people can do things.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
People are doing all sorts of stuff. Yeah, they really are.
I'm starting to think you've definitely got pop-offs on the list.
Hey, so I thought, would one of you guys maybe want to be a guinea pig on this today?
I actually filled it out this afternoon, Steve. So I just wanted to see what the guts was. And the cinema etiquette part of the survey, that really got me going, actually.
Brought up lots of
bad memories of terrible cinema experiences.
Just to the listeners out there, if you do have any terrible cinema experiences of someone else in the cinema disrespecting your cinema time, text in on 5395 and let us know the situation.
Oh, I love these stories. I've got a very low threshold for other people's behavior in these environments. So perhaps you might find that some of these multi-choice questions we get too soon.
Loud passion.
Perhaps they may have all happened to all me and annoyed me. But
Steve, just quickly, I know we're about to launch into this, but have you seen any cinema staff heavily policing people's etiquette in cinema?
They don't get paid enough. They just usher you in and usher you out. Should there be an emergency, they turn the green light
on. Do they give a fuck? No. No, I've never seen that happen.
That was a...
No.
I just thought, you know, you are number one movie guy in town.
No, I have been... I have had nervous-looking cinema staff come into a theatre looking for me before because someone complained about my behaviour. When we had a preview screening and some guys turned up late and were walking down the side of the theatre while the film was playing with their phone lights on, trying to look for seats and talking, and I gave them the shush, and then one of them turned around and went, "Settle, petal."
Ooh.
And kept walking, and I went down and was trying to get their attention, basically like, no, I don't want to give you the heave-ho, because it's my screening.
Oh, right.
And your dicks. And they ignored me, so I tapped one of them on the shoulder, and he turned around and went, "It's my screening, I'm going to have to actually ask you to leave, because you're too fucking annoying."
You jerked it out. Yeah.
And they left, but they went and complained to the cinema staff, and there were a couple of kind of maybe ad creative type sort of alpha male guys.
Yes.
And their
smooth talking.
And their type of complaint was they complained
jumped up on cocaine probably
because someone in the theatre had touched them.
Ooh.
And
that was probably their favourite shoulder.
No one wants to be touched in cinema, but I maintain that tapping someone on the shoulder who is ignoring you while you're trying to get them to leave your event is probably not actually assault. But anyway, hey, look, what's your age?
What's my age?
It's in brackets.
I'm getting
Are you under 18, 18 to 25?
No, I'm older.
Are you 26 to 35?
Yep, there. That's me in there.
Okay, cool, got that, yeah. What's your gender?
I identify as male at the moment.
Okay, cool.
But I'm giving myself room to move.
You can prefer not to say if you'd like.
Well, actually, tell me that before I blurt it out.
Okay.
Now I'm kind of pigeonholed myself.
Okay.
And they're getting half as
No, that's good. This is just, it's only for statistical purposes. We're not going
to get to the juicy stuff. Get to the juicy stuff.
Okay, you live in Auckland.
Do you think you should be drunk in the cinema? Stuff like that.
Your email. Well, I've just got to collect a few basic questions first, just to develop a picture of what kind of movie watcher you are.
Okay.
How often do you watch a film on DVD, Blu-ray? Every day? More than once a week? About once a week? A couple of times a month? About once a month?
Keep going. I don't have a Blu-ray or a DVD player.
That's never.
Sure. Well, some might want.
How often do you watch a film online?
quite a lot.
Every day? More than once a week?
More than once a week.
More than once a week. Okay, cool. How often do you watch a film in the cinema?
Maybe once a... Man, actually, maybe once every couple of months.
I feel like you're about to get a physical or a blood test or something like that.
I'm sweating. I'm going to take my hat off. I'm wearing a Star Wars hat. Does this count for anything?
Is this more scrutiny than you're used to having during the show?
Definitely.
Besides the cinema, what devices do you watch movies on? Like telly, desktop computer, laptop computer.
My laptop in bed.
No, I don't have a laptop at the moment, so it's my desk. It's what I guess you call it, a desktop computer.
Phone, tablet?
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Okay.
No, so I feel like it's kind of bad. I watch podcasts on my phone.
Are you currently subscribed to any streaming services?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm a baddie.
How often do you purchase or rent a film online to watch?
Never.
How many did you say you watch a week?
Yeah, this is interesting, isn't it? This is good statistical information. Okay.
Are you going to ask me my wage? It's relevant.
I've really missed a step in this. Now, I'm just going to remind you that the answers to this are completely confidential, and you can't be personally identified for any of these answers.
Okay, great.
If you watch movies online...
Wait, where is this? Is this online, this test?
Yeah.
It's completely private.
This is a private conversation. Yeah.
Private online thing.
Yeah, okay. If you're identified, you'll be identified as male, age bracket, city. So no personal identification. If you watch movies online... How often do you illegally download or illegally stream them?
Pretty often.
Say all of the time.
Do you mean every single time?
I didn't say that.
Most of the time?
All of the time.
All of the time.
All of the time, okay. Hard out, actually. Okay. That's my answer to that.
When downloading illegally, why do you do it?
Stop sweating,
man. I'm trying to keep up with everyone.
Is it availability? Convenience? To save money or other?
Both. Convenience, save money, other. Too baked to leave home kind of thing.
Okay. All right, that's good. Hang on, I just have to manually enter this too baked.
Just put a weed emoji or a flower emoji in there.
Too baked. Okay, that's cool. All right, well, I'm just going to ask... Oh, actually, one more question on this topic. How do you feel about illegal downloading or streaming?
Terrible. It's terrible. I hate it.
You're a contradiction. How's the cognitive dissonance?
I hate it, but look, if I'm able to do it, I'm answering for my friend, right?
Yeah. Sorry, just one or two small other statistical things to catch here. Last time you watched a movie at home, did you already know what you wanted to see, or did you decide after looking at what is available?
The second one.
Okay, come on.
I'll just say right now, I try not to pirate New Zealand stuff. I'm patriotic that way. Do I get any brownie points for that?
Yeah, the cops stand down when they hear that.
Imagine if they came up.
How long do you usually spend choosing which film to watch at home?
Oh, do you know what? Sometimes it's going to be a while, actually.
Especially if you're
even
two baked.
Even with all the internet
there. If you're two baked. 100%. Yeah.
100%.
I'm a more than 10 minutes, usually, to watch at home.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I could be a long time, actually.
John doesn't even smoke weed, so there you go. That tells us something.
Mm. Okay. So one final statistical question. Do you take into consideration age classifications and notes about content? For example, M, suicide, sex scenes, offensive language, and drug use?
No, I don't really, I don't discriminate that way in my films.
Okay, cool.
I'm all about it.
All right, so, okay, that's good. Etiquette, all right. How do you feel about other people? Actually, before I ask the first question, the answers are going to be, it's never okay, it's sometimes okay, it's usually okay. It's always okay. So it's a...
If it's someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's someone else. Yeah.
Not myself.
How do you feel about other people talking during a movie?
It's... What's like the middle one?
It's cute. Sometimes.
Nah.
Usually.
A little bit worse than that. Like, I don't like it more than that.
You could say it's never okay.
Oh, there's nothing like, kind of like...
It's sometimes okay.
It's sometimes okay.
It's sometimes okay.
It's sometimes okay.
Okay. How do you feel about other people looking at their
phones?
That's
like lowercase.
Oh, well, sorry. Okay, right. So, how do you feel about other people looking at their phones during a movie?
There might be an emergency or something, so I shouldn't really... It's sometimes okay.
How do you feel about other people answering a phone call during a movie?
Terrible.
No.
Don't like it.
Do not do that.
Bring pages back. Don't be doing that activity.
The last time someone answered a phone in a movie I was in, he went, I'm just in a movie.
Oh, cheers. With a bunch of other people.
How do you feel about other people arriving late to a movie?
Oh, get out. I don't like people arriving late to anything.
I don't mind, as long as they don't make a scene getting in.
Nice one, John. Pun city.
What about bringing any food that they like to a movie?
That's fantastic. BK is cool. I'm
into that, as long as it's not like roast chicken and etc.
No, yeah, something with a crumply bag.
It's the smells that gets me. Mm. It's the curry.
I'm kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
I
but
know
get to
the
fat
curry.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's usually okay. How do you feel about other people putting their feet up on the seat during a movie?
Well, it depends where I'm sitting.
Well, you know, when you can look around in your peripheral vision, you just see a couple of bare fucking feet.
Oh,
no.
Well, yeah, maybe that's bad. No, look, I do it. I find myself moving quite a lot in the movies because you're sitting there for quite a long time and I'm a fidgety kind of person anyway.
Okay.
So.
Maybe it's sometimes.
Sometimes. I can't. Hey, I'm right down the middle of the road, and I'm not helping, am I? The whole algorithm, I don't think.
What's the single most annoying thing for other people to do during a movie?
Talk.
Ooh. Just like over laugh.
That's a really good one.
Like just
little
laugh,
kids
laugh
playing
and get
in
out
seats.
Of there, you know? Like, yeah. Have you laugh and get out of there because there's more dialogue happening.
It's over laugh.
I got that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, but like also just dragging on. And then it's like you start to hear the respiratory problems and stuff from your laugh.
So why do you feel that way? Respiratory problems?
No, not my respiratory problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm afraid someone's going to die from laughter.
Okay. Almost done.
Okay.
Do you have any other feedback on audience behaviour? You don't have to answer this.
No, I don't think. Sometimes it kind of bums me out when a couple is pashing the whole time. I'm like, you're not even watching the movie. You should just not pay for the movie. But like,
pashing.
That's kind of a weird thing to not like. I'm just like upset about them doing that.
Weird.
You know what I mean? It's like wasting the movie time.
Pashing is weird. Okay, cool.
Also, people dressing up to go to the movies. Don't do that.
To sit in the dark, eh?
I don't like it.
Is it the cinema's responsibility to maintain good audience behaviour during a movie?
1,000%.
Do cinemas do enough to maintain good audience behaviour during a movie?
0%.
I think the trailer at the start of the film, or, you know, like during the previews, saying, hey, turn your phone off is good. Why not a bit more about, you know, being respectful of some nice peace and quiet.
I think
that
you should be breath tested before you go into a movie. And if you're too drunk, like, no, I'm not talking like can't drive, I'm talking about like getting on. Don't. You shouldn't be allowed in the movie. You're not going to be taking it in. You're just going to be annoying most of the time.
Okay. So John says, basically you're saying more ads before the movie. And then also breath testing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Almost there. During a movie, has another moviegoer's behaviour made you can choose as many of these as you like, glare at them?
Yes.
Shush them?
Yep.
Yes.
Say something to them?
Yeah, I think I've said something to someone before.
Complain to a friend?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Complain to a staff member?
No. I take care of my business, I'm not worried about it.
Good. Which age group do you think is best behaved in the cinema? Under 18.
Oh, it's got to be like 50 plus.
Oh, yeah, like 56 to 65.
Yeah, at that point, you can
sometimes
read a book
they,
real good and sit down
can,
in the sunroom and stuff.
Sometimes they can be also annoying, but hey.
Which age group do you think is worst behaved?
Little kids.
Little kids?
Far out.
Gee whiz.
Okay, so there's just one final question. Be honest. Have you, during a movie at any time in the past 12 months, choose as many as you like, talked?
Yes.
Looked at your phone? Be honest.
I don't think I have. Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. I've done all the things that you... Yeah, I see what's happening here. You're flipping it on. You're making me look like the bad guy right at the end of the test.
Have you
sent, I see what's going on.
Yeah. Have you sent a text?
No.
Have you sent a tweet?
I don't tweet.
Have you posted to Facebook?
No.
Have you posted to Instagram?
No, I have not.
Have you answered a phone call?
Fuck no.
Have you arrived late?
Nah.
Have you brought your own food?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you put your feet up on the seat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You're in the draw to win a year of free movies.
Shite.
Due to your participation in the survey.
What if in the survey you answer all the questions as like a massive jerk do you still go in the drawer to go to the movies for a year? Because that's kind of like cursing the movies
that's
for
a good
year.
Point, actually, we're also giving away packs of things to watch at home. But if you don't have a DVD player or a Blu-ray player, that won't apply. Yeah, look, maybe.
If you want to do the survey, by the way, it's at flicks.co.nz or on the Flicks Facebook. Follow your nose.
Beauty. Thank you for the thanks for the promo.
Well, because people might want to know.
And we're gonna collect this info for the rest of the month, and then spend a bunch of time pulling our hair out early December and trying to weave some narratives out of it.
Apparently, someone farted really awful farts all the way through a festival film at the Civic. Here's a texter.
Man, that's a difficult one, eh? That's a really difficult one.
You surely can't be mad at them. I mean, imagine how upset they are with their butt. Or real hard out farts for 2 hours. There's all sorts of problems that they have that you don't have. You know what I mean?
But it is making it everyone's problem, isn't it?
Yep, I guess it is.
Do you think there should be an option, like if you're maybe like you've got a bit of a bit of tummy trouble, like, and you can
duck out and
more
take
beanbags in the movies? Oh no, they're loud and noisy actually.
Maybe you can get your money back, like if it's just before the movie, and you're like, oh look, can I please use the fart amnesty?
We've got a pop offer. I'm not keen.
What other obscene behaviours in the cinema? Well, not XXX, but just annoying.
No, we're all pretty good in this country, I think.
My feeling, and this is a huge generational overgeneralization, is that the baby boomers are really fucking annoying.
Right on.
And especially in environments like the film festival, where
you probably go to all the ranges of the movies.
There's sort of like a self-identification as being well-behaved and intellectual, but also we paid to be here.
Entitled.
We paid to be here.
Yeah,
and we're
going
to have a good
territory,
time,
doesn't it?
As one gentleman said when I told him to shush, he tapped me on the shoulder and I turned around and went, "We're just trying to have a good time."
Did he look exactly like the dude from Jurassic Park? That's what I'm picturing.
"We're just trying to have a good time."
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve.
I look forward to a wild and woolly array of replies.
Skadoosh.
Head to flicks.co.nz.
Yeah, and remember, it's entirely confidential unless you're broadcasting at the time. You're toast, mate.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.